Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Days, three large smash and grabs, this time a jewelry store targeted in the Southland Mall in Hayward. Cases shattered after police say nine suspects made off with an unknown amount of pricey items just before 5:30 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, in Walnut Creek, the Broadway Plaza Nordstrom still cleaning up after police say a brazen group of 80 thieves made off with piles of merchandise Saturday night. High-end gift store Paya just down the street.
Yesterday, when it all happened, I was just shocked.
A statement put out by Walnut Creek Police warning about intelligence they'd received suggesting the same thieves might strike again Sunday, advising stores to consider taking additional security precautions or close early.
Yeah, or close early. That's funny. I read a quote from a business over the weekend that said, "We now close at X time because we're too worried about being robbed." Just what kind of city is this? So
a gang of 80 people. I just wanted to draw folks' attention to that. 80.
Let me run through a little bit of this and then we'll explain, because we live in the area, so we know the area well. But and as you know, incidents of retail theft have driven out, was it 17 Walgreens in the last year or something like that? And CVS's and that sort of stuff that they've just closed down because of getting robbed all the time.
Grocery stores cutting their hours, closing after dark.
This weekend's crime spree began Friday night around 8 as San Francisco police responded to reports of looting and burglary around Union Square. If you're not familiar with San Francisco, Union Square is surrounded by the fanciest shopping around. Just all that. That's where you stay at the really expensive hotel, and you walk out to an expensive restaurant, and you do some expensive shopping. And they went ahead and looted here. A popular shopping district. Videos circulating on social media show looters ransacking a Louis Vuitton store after shattering windows. One person can be seen climbing a shelving display to grab a handbag at the top, while another dragged a large piece of luggage outside. Yet another ran from the store with an armful of shoes and clothing. As Joe mentioned, there's a whole bunch of people. ABC 7 News in the Bay Area reported over $1 million in merchandise was stolen from Union Square stores on Friday night alone.
Well, in the news videos, amazing. You got cops with the lights of flashing everywhere, chasing down these robbing gangs, and it looks like a war zone. That's an overstatement, but it's just insanity.
Yeah, it absolutely is. 80 looters simultaneously broke into a Nordstrom's in Walnut Creek the next night, which is a super fancy city not very far from San Francisco. And as the police say, obviously this is all planned and orchestrated. It's not kind of random. From the Walnut Creek robbings on Saturday night, drivers blared their horns Saturday evening as dozens of thieves carrying luggage and bags darted from a Nordstrom department store near San Francisco and hopping into cars waiting for them outside. All but three of the 80 or so looters escaped. They got three.
All but three.
77 got away, police said. Two store employees were assaulted and one was pepper sprayed by the intruders, according to officers in Walnut Creek. Clearly a planned event, as we said.
So they're willing to brutalize the poor employees of these stores as well. Worth noting that.
And then last night, in another Bay Area, a town not far away in Hayward, which is about a 30-minute drive from San Francisco, there was a smash and grab, destroying glass cabinets and everything from a jewelry store. We want to hear some more clips from this?
Yeah,
and then
go
we
ahead.
Can, we
go
can
ahead.
Discuss.
Sure.
Concerns heightened after thieves struck several luxury stores, including Louis Vuitton, en masse Friday in San Francisco's Union Square. Off camera, one private security agency saying the crime spree has them fielding an uptick in calls from area retailers. In Walnut Creek, Labels owner Lynn Nice wonders if area retailers should band together to share the expense.
We could maybe collectively have some more security here on the downtown small business side of Walnut Creek.
Yeah. Crime hitting during a key holiday period, and just as independent retailers say they're getting back on their feet after navigating the pandemic, Paya's manager concerned the news might push some shoppers to buy online, but a customer walking in giving her reason to think otherwise.
I choose not to be intimidated. I choose to believe that this is my town and I can be wherever I want in my town, and I will be.
I appreciate that view a lot, but I'm just going to shop online if there's any scary homeless people standing out front or chance things are going to turn ugly after dark. I'll just shop online. I mean, sorry. That's just, I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Things are going in that direction, too. I had to buy, I'm looking to buy a tuxedo. I need a tuxedo. I'm going to a formal event and I'm a very fancy man.
I have never needed a tuxedo.
People, you've rented them on a number of occasions.
I have, but I don't need one. Like,
of course
I have to
you
own
got
a tuxedo.
Yeah, I just want it to fit right, and I don't want to deal with renting it every time I need one, because, again, I'm very fancy. Everybody says that about me, but the stock in stores was non-existent. I ended up doing it online. Go ahead. Do you have a little more? And then I've got a point I'd like to make, but I don't want to cut you off.
I'm looking at the footage right now, the people running in the stores, again, in the nicest area of San Francisco and just robbing it, and so there's just not a... I mean, nobody asked in any of those or talked about in that news footage anything about why is this didn't happen 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 15 years ago. Same stores here, same city. This didn't used to happen. What has changed? Nobody ever talks about that.
What has changed in our society? That's absolutely the correct question. So I got a couple of questions for you. Now, I'm going somewhere with this, so trust me on it. So say Michael and I get in a disagreement in the hallway. We're having an argument. And then Michael gets mad, and he just punches me right in the face, knocks three of my teeth out, etc. Somebody standing there describing that would say, yeah, Joe and Michael had an argument. No, they wouldn't say that, because it turned into something very different. How about a different example? I'm urging my kids to eat their vegetables. Come on, kids, it's important, it's good for you, it'll help, blah, 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 blah. Then at some point, I decide to just jam it in their faces. I just right in their mouths, I jam their food in their face. Would you describe that as Joe is urging his kids to eat their vegetables? Or has it changed materially? Okay, here's a question for you. When protests over whatever, George Floyd, Jacob Blake, defund the police, BLM, whatever, when those protests turned into rioting, burning, looting, killing, all of it, why were they still described as an argument, as urging your kids to eat their vegetables, as a protest? They had changed materially into something different, and that is dishonesty. It's point number one. I was thinking about that over the weekend. Point number two, we now have, ladies and gentlemen, the looting and soon the arson, I'm sure, and the beatings and the pepper spraying, devoid of any protests whatsoever, making it all too clear that stuff was barely related to the protests in the first place. It was just taking advantage of the cover of crowds.
Well, there is, it is tied together in one way in this wild attitude that a lot of people have taken with society. And of course, they're encouraged by a lot of media that you're owed something. It's the whole looting it back thing. And so a lot of right. people are walking around with this attitude all the time of, well, there's a store full of fancy stuff. Rich people been screwing me my whole life.
White people, whatever.
I'm gonna take some of it.
Yeah, and it's so ugly to make it about race because there's so many honest, hardworking Black Americans. They don't want this. You know, the gangs were predominantly African American. Okay, they don't think that's right. And there are plenty of white scumbags in the world. Trust me, I've known them. So I hate that this is becoming. Well, what it is.
Well, turning it racial. So somebody, I was following some of this online, and you're always getting into sketchy territory when you start reading comments on Twitter. But I was following the news as it was breaking over the weekend, the robberies in San Francisco and then in Walnut Creek the next night. And somebody said these are the result of the liberal policies, which is 100% true, by the way, of the decriminalizing crime and then changing all the kinds of rules for what's a felony and what's not. All plays a role in this different sort of stuff. But a bunch of people were joining. Walnut Creek is a mostly Republican wealthy whites. These are Republican whites that are being stolen from. This is their policies. Well, I spent about, I don't know, a full 60 seconds, just went to the Walnut Creek's own city website and looked it up and then retweeted it. I said, there's a lot of chatter about this. You can look it up pretty easy. Contra Costa County, where Walnut Creek is, has voted Democrat in every presidential election since 2000. It's on the list of a conservative, liberal, conservative, or whatever. It's not as liberal as a lot of California is, like San Francisco is, but it's over in the liberal side. Mm-hmm. And in terms of how many people are that work for the city are Republican or Democrat, way more Democrats, like 2-1 Republican. You can look it up if you want. So, but why get into these kind of conversations? But people throw around crap. That's not related to anything. And then they fall into their preconceived beliefs and nothing ever happens.
Right. It's such a shame that it becomes white, Black, Republican, Democrat, whatever, as there are people of all races who believe we need to have laws. We need to follow them. We want to have retail. We don't want to have rampant crime. We don't want to have criminal gangs roving through the streets. And, you know, going back to Kenosha and the whole Kyle Rittenhouse thing, which we talked about earlier in the show and we'll reset again later, I'm sure. But in Kenosha, the burnings and the lootings and the destruction of private property disproportionately crushed the businesses of people of color, Black business people, Hispanic, whatever, victimized way disproportionately. They're not pleased by this. This didn't help them. So the idea that it becomes somehow politicized as opposed to the universal yearning for law and order. It's just a damn shame.
Well, one of the best places for the Christmas feel in all of America is Union Square, starting the day after Thanksgiving. If you've ever been able to stay at one of those nice hotels or shopped around there when they got the big tree up, it's awesome. Well, all those stores right around there got robbed by a giant violent mob over the weekend.
And probably will again. Although something tells me the SFPD is going to be out in force for the rest of the holiday season because that's such an important economic engine this time of year.
Civilization is breaking down, and a certain number of people are encouraging it because they have it coming. We have it coming. Who has it coming exactly? It's always they. They have it coming. No, who you think they is? What's going to happen is the businesses will just go away. That's what. It's not going to right any of the wrongs you're concerned about. You're not going to get more equality of anything or anything like that. The businesses will just go away.
Yeah, indeed. You'll see the tax bases of a lot of these cities that invest, quote unquote, invest in their communities and or hand out cash. You're going to see that cash dry up as retail gets crushed.
Yeah, we do need to talk about the Rittenhouse verdict, which came down like right after we got off the air Friday, and some of the fallout from the weekend. Also, what's the deal with the person that drove their car through that parade in Wisconsin, the Christmas parade, killing those people?
Wow. Just horrible. What a tragedy.
Yeah. I think we know what happened there now. Stay tuned for all that.
The Armstrong and Getty Show. I can feel it in the
So you probably heard about there's a Christmas parade in Wisconsin, and some dude just drove his SUV through the Christmas parade, killed some people, lots of kids in the hospital, just absolutely brutal. Well, the latest theory is it's some numbnuts who got in a knife fight at the park, then jumped in his SUV and drove off, and whether he was drunk or high or just who knows what. That's what it is. So it wasn't a the main things are it wasn't terrorism, because that was my first thought. Right. It wasn't related to the Rittenhouse verdict, which was another thought I had. It's neither one of those. It seems to be an isolated, one-off, bad situation.
Yeah, in a way, but also not. As I'm doing a little reading right now, the man being questioned after his SUV plowed through Waukesha's Christmas parade. By the way, it's worth noting CNN and MSNBC are calling it a holiday parade. It's a Christmas parade. Anyway, killing at least five people and injuring a dozen others has been identified as Daryl E. Brooks Jr., a Milwaukee man with a criminal history dating back to 1999 that includes numerous violent felonies. Funny, he's on the streets after numerous violent felonies. He has a long rap sheet and a number of pending cases, a number of currently pending cases. Most recent court appearance came on November the 5th for charges including reckless endangerment, battery, domestic abuse, resisting arrest, and bail jumping. He was out on $1,000 bail on those charges at the time of the attack.
We don't need fewer prisons. We need more prisons. We got plenty of people we need to lock up.
Well, and let me just make an announcement. I'm all 50 governors, because every single one of them ought to say the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen of my state, if you are inclined to commit a crime, we're going to stick you in prison. We're going to stick you in jail. We're going to set your bail high so you can't hurt anybody else. And if you get the COVID while you're in jail, that's your doing. All right? Anybody dies of the COVID, that's too bad. Sorry it happened. But we are not going to alter any of our criminal justice practices because of COVID anymore. There's been too much damage done. We don't have the luxury. Five people are dead. And listen, I don't want to talk more about tragedy and stuff. I really don't. Five people are dead, and God knows how many more will die or their lives will be terribly affected for the rest of their lives because this guy was on the streets. How long are you going to put up with that?
I don't know.
Gosh, dang it. We probably need transition music or something.
I agree.
Well, I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't. I see this in all 50 damn states.
Haven't used this one in a long time. Hey, Michael, have you or anyone else dug up the new song Stretchy Pants by, let's find that. I want to hear it. I've only heard about it. What's her name? Carrie.
Please make that stop.
I don't know if Carrie Underfed's the right person to sing a song about stretchy pants, though. Come on, you're skinny as a pencil.
Skinny sex
pot. Don't pretend you're kind of like with us and you're wearing a stretchy pants.
No. Slumming it with us, the chubby. Please, I don't like it.
A Starbucks worker has contracted hepatitis A, possibly exposing thousands. That's at a New Jersey Starbucks, but poopy coffee. Well, I'm just, calling a spade here.
It's not that civet cat poopy either. It's just regular.
Run-of-the-mill poop. Because of they get so many people into that particular Starbucks in a day, 600 patrons a day, and the person been working there for days with Hep A, they don't know how many people might have been exposed. So there you go.
Yikes. Hey, if air travel is just too smooth and comfortable and fun for you, well, I have good news. Looks like about 40% of TSA employees are not vaccinated and won't be by the Biden deadline.
Oh, really?
40%. So, oh, boy.
I'd like a NOCA, no whip and no HEP. No whip, no HEP. Is that something I can order at Starbucks?
Oh, my.
The Rittenhouse verdict came right when we got off the air Friday, so we need to talk about that. And some of the fallout over the weekend was disgusting.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The judge congratulated the jury in the Rittenhouse trial for being such a good jury. I would say they were a terrible jury and that they came to their conclusion like the minute we got off the air on Friday.
Yeah, and thanks for nothing, jurors.
It would have been very handy if we could have had that fresh news to discuss instead of 3 days later, although a lot happened over the weekend, so the verdict came out. I assume if you're following this at all, you know he was cleared of all charges, collapsed in the courtroom. Anyway, so we're going to go through some of the reactions to it. Here's a woman shortly after the verdict on one of your NBC properties.
You guys, because I have my own show, I have a responsibility to say things that people need to know that aren't being said. It's a cool opportunity that I don't take lightly. There are very big, obvious truths that no one wants to say on TV, but I will. Now, just a few minutes before we started taping the show, Kyle Rittenhouse, the man accused of shooting three people during a Black Lives Matter protest, was declared not guilty on all charges. So, I can't believe I have to say this, but it's not okay for a man to grab a rifle, travel across state lines, and shoot three people, and then walk free. It's not okay for the judicial system to be blatantly and obviously stacked against people of color. It's not okay for there to be an entirely different set of rules for white people. But I don't care about Kyle Rittenhouse. I don't care about that racist judge. And I don't care about how f***ed up that jury must be. White people have been getting away with murder since time began. I don't care about that. I care about you. And I can't believe I have to say this, but you matter.
So, okay, this goes on like this for quite a while, but
every time
go.
One of these.
There you go. Just stating flat out to racist judge, whatever she said, twisted sick jury or whatever she said. White people have been getting away with this forever.
And black people can't get a fair shake, or people of color. There were no people of color involved in this trial, as far as I could tell.
And that's okay to air on NBC now. I've seen an awful lot of legal opinions from a lot of your most respected legal experts who say, yeah, they didn't have a good case there. Self-defense being what it is, the way the laws are written, yeah, that's the right verdict from the vast majority of people.
Well, even your dedicated left-wing media, the responsible ones, were saying, look, we got to update defense laws, use of force, self-defense laws.
And if you don't argue about that,
it was clearly decided correctly based on the law.
Yeah, if you don't argue about that, fine. But to jump to the racist judge just stated flat out like that, I keep saying it over and over. How do you think this is going to end? Where do you think this is going to go? Where you just convince a whole bunch of people that our system is so incredible. It just is racist. It's just stated flat out. You know, a lot of people get their information from your shows, and you're telling them that it's a racist system. You think you're going to end up with less violence or more violence? Do you actually believe that more violence is the answer? Some of you do. Mm-hmm. I think you're crackpots. But I think some of you think you can say these things without any fallout. I think you're wrong.
Right, right. You know, as we often discuss, they think they can unleash the dogs of racial violence and reap that whirlwind, as the saying goes. They'll control the fury once it's unleashed, and it'll be fine.
Sure, we can convince half of America that this is such a racist country that white supremacy has invaded our courtrooms to this level, and that'll be okay. You know, it's just something to talk about on TV.
Yeah,
it's not, so, the whole system isn't going to fall apart then, and we'll just have no law and order, nobody respecting the justice system. It'll just all come apart. That won't happen.
I'd like to sit down with that woman, whoever that was, and just have a calm discussion. Say, okay, let's talk about the facts of the case and how they square with your statement.
Her name is Amber Ruffin. I don't actually know her act, and she's got a minor show on Peacock TV, but that's an NBC thing. And yeah. Again, that aired, and that's not okay. That is not okay to air that stuff.
Well, significant figure on the mothership NBC, Maria Shriver, in reporting on the verdict, said she was confused by the jury's decision. Quote, I'm trying to take a beat to digest the Rittenhouse verdict. She tweeted Friday, put it in writing. My son just asked me how it's possible that he didn't get charged for anything. Well, he got charged for several things. He didn't get convicted, Maria. But anyway, how is that possible? I don't have an answer for him. The idea that someone could be out with a semi-automatic weapon, kill people, and walk is stunning. I look forward to hearing from the jury. This is a moment for them to explain how they came to their decision. Did you watch any of the testimony? Did you read about any of the testimony?
Michael,
are you familiar with self-defense laws?
You're being very serious, and you should be. This is serious stuff. But Michael Malice tweeted that out. He's the anarchist that I follow. He's the snarkiest guy in the world. Sometimes very mean-spirited, but he said, your son's 24. I mean, she kind of presented like, you know, my little kid crawled up in my lap and said, Mommy, how could this happen? Your son's 24 years old. I mean, you can have a conversation about this, but the whole having to explain it to your son is... Come on.
Now, Maria, we've actually, we met Maria on several occasions when she was the First Lady of California. We did several fabulous events with her and her gigantic, hulking ex-husband.
Yes.
And she seemed like a very nice lady and very bright, very, very bright. So I'm surprised to hear her wits have dimmed so much. So, Maria, I'm going to keep this simple for you. There was a mob chasing him, beating him with skateboards.
They had guns too, by the way.
Kicking him in the head, several of them armed. The judge, the jury, even the prosecutors had to concede Mr. Rittenhouse didn't initiate any of those conflicts. He was afraid he would be beaten to death by a mob, so he shot the people beating him. Now, if you'd like me to call your 31-year-old son?
24.
I'm sorry. I couldn't remember the number. If you would like to pass that explanation on to your adult son, fine, or I will call him directly and explain that to him. It's a pretty simple explanation. How is that even possible? I don't have an answer for him. Well, again, I'll call him. I'd be happy to. Here's an answer for you wanting to keep your home and your family safe. Quick word from our friends at Simply Safe, then back into the fabulous content of the program. It's Simply Safe has just a fabulous deal going on right now, which we'll tell you about in a couple of minutes because I think this copy is out of date. Sorry. But it's the best home security system you can buy.
Yeah, it is. It has been named that by a number of organizations, including U.S. News and World Report. Like, not the best for one that only costs this much or anything. No, just the best security system you can get. And you go to simplysafe.com, you click around, you customize it for your home. It comes to you, and then you set it up yourself in like a half an hour. By the way, if you have any problems, there are Simply Safe people you know, on hand to help you with it right away. And then you'll have folks there to help you with any sort of emergency you could possibly have.
Yep. So go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Is this the correct copy? Yeah, it appears to be. You get 50% off. That's fantastic. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. 50% off your entire system. It's just over $100. I mean, it's super affordable. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Tim Sandifer tweeted this out over the weekend. I saw it. Tim the lawyer. He shouldn't have been there, in quotes, which you hear a lot. No, all of them shouldn't have been there. There shouldn't have been a riot in the first place. And out of both parties who shouldn't have been there, the one that initiated conflict and suffered the worst outcome shouldn't have been there more.
Right. All those convicted criminals who were just looting and beating and smashing, they decided to beat down young Kyle Rittenhouse and he shot him for it.
They showed up armed, too. They traveled into the town, too.
Right. 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 Did they cross state lines? I love that line. Hilarious. Anyway, one more note from the reaction. Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is the chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, getting more Democrats elected to Congress. And he tweeted after the verdict, it's disgusting and disturbing that someone was able to carry a loaded assault rifle into a protest against the, okay, first of all, it had long since become a riot, not a protest. That was the third night Kenosha was burning. The third night in a row. Anyway, I'll keep reading. It's disgusting and disturbing that someone was able to carry a loaded assault rifle into a protest against the unjust killing of Jacob Blake, an unarmed black man, and take the lives of two and injure another and face absolutely no consequences. Okay, first of all, Jacob Blake isn't dead, so you can ask him if you want.
The killing of an unarmed man. Well, he wasn't killed.
Right, and he was in fact armed with a knife, which he has conceded.
He said so himself. His live body said so.
Yes, so powerful congressman tweeting, get like a fact correct. Just one, and let's build on that. Instead of just whipping up hatred based on lies, inaccuracies. He ended up retracting that tweet and coming back with one that didn't say much at all. But that's just unbelievable.
Well, he might have been misled by the Detroit Free Press, which yesterday had an article about the whole thing. And in one paragraph, it said, in August 2020, Jacob Blake was shot and killed by police officers in Kenosha, which led to sparked protests. He was not shot and killed. I mean, so we're like, what? We're a full year and a half out from this event. You still haven't got it nailed down where the guy was killed. They printed a correction later, because this was the print edition, a correction saying Jacob Blake was shot and wounded, but not killed. How can we have our facts that wrong a year and a half later and then still be discussing it? Well, we have different sets of facts.
Right. Well, that's the state of newspapers these days. So some 25-year-old activist reporter wrote that. No editor corrected it. No fact checker went over it. And that appeared in the print edition? Wow, that's sad.
By the way, Joe Biden, so he originally was asked about this on Friday. And he said, the jury system works and we have to abide by it. But later released a statement, I guess, because he was getting political pressure. He felt like he had to say something else. That'd be my guess. Wouldn't it be yours?
Yes,
that he was
absolutely
getting attacked from the left. He put out a statement and said, while the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge that the jury has spoken. He's angry and concerned, he said. The president is angry and concerned about that verdict. I wish somebody could drill down and ask the old man, what are you angry and concerned about? What part of that was incorrect? Oh, by the way, he started his statement on Friday by saying, I haven't watched the trial, but
wow,
I'm angry
brilliant
and concerned.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you angry and concerned about? Watch the trial. I don't think you'll be that angry and concerned.
The squad did what the squad does. Congressman Rashida Tlaib, America-hating radical. This painful verdict sends a horrifying message that bringing violence to a protest for racial justice is acceptable. It's incitement, not justice.
So those
it's
other
incitement
dudes
to do what? Wow!
So those other dudes with their guns, what were they doing? Were they there to incite violence, or they were just peaceful protesters that felt like they needed to be armed?
Yeah, the child rapist with a long criminal record just out of a mental hospital. He was there out of concern for the armed Jacob Blake. Really?
Who were setting things on fire and fighting cops and all that sort of stuff.
Smashing up the cars owned by black-owned car dealerships or businesses. AOC, what we are witnessing is a system functioning as designed and protecting those it was designed for. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's designed to protect people who are at risk of being beaten to death by angry mobs. As a matter of fact, she was unintentionally right. Ayanna Pressley, Democrat from Massachusetts. Racism and white supremacy remain the bedrock of our legal system.
God, that's a heck of a thing to say. White supremacy remains the bedrock of our legal system. That. I can't believe people say things like that now, and it's just, another day.
Cori Bush, Democrat from Missouri. The judge, the jury, the defendant. It's white supremacy in action. The system isn't built to hold white supremacists accountable.
That is scary.
Yeah, it is.
And so the confusing part to me, and then we'll have to wrap it up, I guess, is I can see the people that are making the argument that if this were a black kid, you'd gotten a different result. I don't know that, but I'm at least open to that argument.
Sure.
And that possibility. But how would convicting Kyle Rittenhouse make that better?
Their arguments don't make any sense. They're nonsense. They're just spasms of self-righteous anger or something.
If you want to talk about how you would make sure a black kid in the same situation would not be found guilty, I'm all for that discussion. But I don't understand how convicting Kyle Rittenhouse, who is clearly acting in self-defense, how that would do anybody any good.
Oh, no, that's a horrifying idea. It's a stupid idea, spouted by stupid people. What did Kyle Rittenhouse say about race? He's spoken out. We'll have that clip for you in a moment or two. A lot more to come. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Show. Tonight it's their number one guy, Jeremy Grant. Uh-oh. Stewart and LeBron. Stewart is hot. And everybody's coming out now.
Now this is ridiculous. Yeah, he must have caught an elbow or something, but
oh yeah, he's got a lot of blood streaming from the side of the eye. Look, here goes Stewart.
Yeah, I think he's a little upset. It was along the free throw line on the free throw. And he's still trying to get loose.
He is knocking over, and he's out of the game without question.
I mean, this
it's like he's running through the line. That's nuts. That's just
That's
crazy right now. Well, you could look at the face and the blood pouring down the face of Isaiah Stewart.
And he, LeBron James got ejected for just the second time in his entire career.
Wow.
Elbowed the guy in the face on purpose or not. The NBA is going to try to figure that out. Didn't look like it was on purpose to me just because of his reaction, but I don't know.
Split the guy's face open, though. He's bleeding like crazy.
And they got him apart, and they got the guy that got elbowed in the face way down to the other end of the court, but he decided, no, I'm not done with this. And he runs all the way down the court before they're able to stop him.
Well, what was interesting is they grabbed him and they held him and the stuff, and then finally he calmed down, and then he ran after LeBron to beat him senseless again, and then it happened again. So this guy was, he tried for a third time to say, okay, now I'm calm, but nobody was buying it. They got him off the court.
I
got to admit, with his kissing the ass of the communist Chinese, yet bitterly criticizing America, I was kind of rooting for the guy to land a punch or two on LeBron.
Wow! Wow! Listen to that ugliness from Joe.
Controversial.
Getty. White supremacy is what that is.
What? They're both black fellas.
How many?
That's I wouldn't do that a lot. I wouldn't make that joke a lot.
I thought everything was white supremacy now.
Mm.
Isn't it? Isn't that what we're supposed to learn?
Mm.
How many pounds do people plan to gain over the next month? We'll kick off hour four with that. They did a survey. How many?
If you don't get hour four, go to Armstrong and get it.
How many pounds do you plan to gain?
Yeah.
Speaking of white supremacy, so that's the big talking point out of the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict and trial and all that sort of stuff.
Inexplicably. With no support. Yeah.
I thought I would never see nor hear from Kyle Rittenhouse again in my life after Friday morning. That's what I thought.
Right, right. But he's doing an interview with Tucker, going to air it tonight,
wow.
I guess, on Fox News. Hey, here's a clip I really wanted to play. We promised it. So give us number 33, please, Michael.
This case has nothing to do with race. It never had anything to do with race. It had to do with the right to self-defense.
Right.
I'm not a racist person. I support the BLM movement. I support peacefully demonstrating. And I believe there needs to be change. I believe there's a lot of prosecutorial misconduct, not just in my case, but in other cases. And it's just amazing to see how much a prosecutor can take advantage of somebody.
Those are all good things to say. And he sounds believable on that. He's a young kid that probably did support Black Lives Matter and all that sort of stuff. If I was his dad or friend or lawyer or anybody, I would have not have advised him to go on a cable news channel and do a big interview. I don't think it's going to make your life better, but we'll see.
Yeah, I agree completely. I just think he saw all the things that were being said. I mean, all the people, including some heavyweights, suggesting or stating outright that he was a white supremacist. And he said, I've had to be quiet through the whole trial thing. I'm going to speak my piece. I'm going to tell people how I actually feel. So I get it. I'm not sure it's a great idea.
I didn't know that his defense did two full mock trials with mock juries. And they did one without him taking the stand and one with him taking the stand. And that one did a lot better in their mock-up. Man, that's a lot of prep. That's a lot of prep work. Holy cow. And paid off. Well, we'll be watching him on Tucker tonight and have the highlights for you tomorrow. If you miss an hour, go to armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.